After your mother's death, your father remarried. Can you tell us about this picture of your father and stepmother?
My father remarried in the early part of 1938. I never referred to her as a stepmother. No, it's she was my mother.
This next image is of Herschel Greenspan. He was an important person historically. Can you explain?
This gentleman was the cause of Kristallnacht. He was born in Poland, but lived in Paris. And then the Germans decided, we don't want the Polish Jews anymore in Germany. And they pushed them across the border into Poland, which is adjacent. Then Polish government said, oh, no, no, back where you came from. You didn't live in Poland, go back where you went back and forth. And when he found out how his parents were treated, he went into a store, bought a gun, walked into the German embassy, and he killed the first German that he saw. He was hoping he would kill the ambassador, but he was out for the day. So another one was killed. And the interesting part about it is, by the end of the day, every police station in Germany and every fire station in the entire country had a telegram from the central government. That night, people would be arrested, synagogues would be burned, Jewish-owned stores would be destroyed. You're not to interfere with it. In other words, the police disperse all the crowd that wants to watch it. The fire department, don't put out the fire. But remember, with no building in which Jewish people live, like a synagogue and so on, should not be burned if the adjoining buildings are occupied by Christian German people. You may destroy it, but you can't torch it because the fires may spread and kill the rest of the population. And this was all, let's say, within hours, this thing was organized. You know, the stores were destroyed. And the government also said that the Christian population is not to remove any merchandise, which they did anyway. And then the Jewish people had to pay a $1 billion German mark, I'm sorry, not dollar, German marks, for the one life that was lost. And this was payable because the German government knew everybody's wealth. With your tax return, you file a form that says, I'm the owner of so much cash, so much real estate, and so on. And so based on this information, everybody was billed in four installments to pay their pro rata share of the $1 billion to the government. And all the Torah scrolls, the prayer books, the prayer shawls, they were laying out in the street and for everybody to step on as they go along.
And where were you during all of this, Stephen?
In the synagogue. What they did here, the Germans, they took the kids. We were about roughly 50 girls and 50 boys in two separate buildings in a V-shaped setup. And they put us into the synagogue. And they couldn't torch it because we had Gentile people living on either side. So above the ark, there's an eternal light burning in every synagogue, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And ours was a gas-fired light. It could be electric, it could be a large candle that burns for 7 days or so on. But ours was a gas-fired light. And what they did, they cut the gas line to this eternal light, let the gas escape. We were all sitting in these seats, 100 kids, walked out, locked the doors on us, and walked away, hoping that we would suffocate in the process. So fortunately, one of the boys, who probably was about 14 years old, he had enough sense to take a chair and break some windows. figuring he would be punished for breaking the window. But that's what saved our lives that night. There were 279 synagogues which were either burned or demolished. Every Jewish store, the windows were broken, the merchandise was taken. The Germans insisted that these Jewish store owners obtain the money from the insurance company for reimbursement. But they took the money ahead of time, and the Jewish owners had to repay it out of their own pocket.
What happened to your father's store, Stephen?
On that day, he was home with my mother. He lived in a one-room apartment. She had a joint kitchen with a Gentile woman, which eventually created a problem. And but he was not affected. Of course, he didn't go out, because if they would see you walk in the street, then they would arrest you. And he had to give up his business. They gave him $500 for it, approximately, and which was a wholesale business. And he lost it, and he had to, some of his non-Jewish store owners slipped him the list of things they need from the tobacco store, and he made deliveries during the night. So he made a certain amount of profit to maintain the family for the two of them. So, but we went back right after the second day and went to school. Saw all the destruction on the way. We had a 45-minute walk, and we could see all the prayer books out on the street and everything else.
At this point, you were 14?
I was 13 years old, 13 and a half.
Hatred, anger. How did you cope with these feelings?
Basically, what you can do, you do the best to survive. So when we came out of school and my parents sometimes, at the end of the week when I was home, my father slipped me some pocket money. So on the way out from school, there was a store that made waffles. And for 10 cents, you could buy a bag full of odd pieces and so on. And we used to just sneak into the store. Before we come out, make sure there's no Hitler Youth looking at us in any way, and just continued our way back to the orphanage for the day, make sure that we don't get attacked by anything. We were chased sometimes on the street, by kids who didn't realize we were Jewish, and so we just run a little bit faster. And another interesting part is that the building was a V-shaped building. And on top of each end, of the top part of the V, they put up, I think they were policemen or soldiers, with machine guns, looking at us into the backyard of the V where we had a little soccer field. It wasn't legally measurements, but we used four trees, and we had two goals. And we could see the guns pointing at us, and they were looking for, hoping they would catch us doing something against the government, and they could immediately get the police after us and so on. And but never happened. They just watched a good soccer game.